K1, our community connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and a community connection this morning with Tammy and Tina. And can you say 17? Good morning, ladies.
Hello, how are you?
It's a good morning. Nice to be part of what's going on this morning.
17 more days, Charlie.
17 more days till we are in here reading numbers and giving away prizes.
I can't believe how fast it's gone and how many tickets we've given out. We are in the millions of tickets now.
Wow, that is absolutely tremendous.
It's so exciting. It means that people are shopping local, and that's the best thing. Green Country Christmas is one of my favorite promotions all year long. It's just about keeping your dollars in Bartlesville and Dewey. We are excited for all the businesses that have joined us this year. There's some great major prizes. We'll let Tina talk about those here in just a minute, but we're talking cold hard cash for the top prize.
It will be cold hard cash if it's a morning like this one on the 20th. But, regardless of the weather, we've done it in snowy days. We've done it in bright sunshiny days and fairly warm weather. The weather really doesn't matter if you're a winner, you know?
Absolutely. And the winners, they're so excited. It's my favorite day of the year. I love to give these prizes away. Everyone's excited. It doesn't even matter what the prize is. It's just fun to get to play this game. So if you're saying no when they ask you if you want your green tickets, or you're not asking for your green tickets, you're going to be missing out.
Well, tell me, the scenario I know runs about the same every time for you. We send you directions, we send you a name, an address, however, as far as a potential winner. You're driving
right
out there.
Right, so I'm one of the spotters, yep. And so we have about 20, 25 people out in the area, all the way up into Kansas, all the way down to Owosso area, all the way to Nowata, all the way to Ponca City, so we keep people everywhere. You don't have to leave your home. We will come to you if you're the winner. Now, you do have to listen live that morning.
We don't put them on the weather line.
That morning, there's nowhere to check it the next day. It's over that day. So December 20th is the magic day. Put it on your calendars. But we're going to go live on the air at 9 o'clock, start drawing the first ticket. And all these tickets are, if you've spent money in the community, you've gotten the Green Country Christmas tickets. They're green, they say, 2018 Green Country Christmas. They've got Cherokee Casino on the back of them. And we track which businesses keep each ticket. So if you're the winning ticket, if Charlie and Kevin say, read the ticket, and you say, yes, that's my ticket, then you call into the radio station, give them your information, then they're going to call one of us. I'm downtown Bartlesville, so hopefully they're going to call me, and I'm going to come see you and verify your ticket. Then we'll call in and say, yes, we have a verified winner, and that's when that prize is given away. Sometimes we have some oops. Sometimes we have to pick it again. Sometimes people don't claim it, and we'll go until we get a claimed number. And so when we go off the air on the 20th, every single prize we've gathered has been given away.
And that's the way it works every year. And
every
I
year.
Think the last number that Kevin gave me was somewhere around a total between the daily prizes and what we give away on the morning of the 20th is something north of $40,000 in cash and prizes.
It's incredible. Our sponsors have been amazing this year. We get the radio station gives away $5,000 cash. The Cherokee Casino is giving a $3,000, a $2,000, and five $1,000 cash prizes. A complete Invisalign orthodontic treatment from my dentist, two round-trip Southwest airline tickets anywhere in the continental United States from Spears Travel. And remember, we give away 12 prize packages.
Right.
They range in value from, say, $1,500 up to the $5,000, but they're all great packages.
Each one of them will at least have a AAA membership in it.
For sure. From Paul's Wrecker, we're very grateful for them. So these daily prizes that we've been drawing since November 16th, we draw 10 daily prizes every Monday through Friday, and you have... you have 3 days to claim that prize. If on the 19th those prizes aren't claimed, then we'll put those into the prize packages on the 20th. So that's what I mean when I say every single prize that we have gotten from these businesses will be given away on the 20th. There's nothing left over. There's nowhere to go check your prizes. It's just, you got to listen that morning. We do send out some texting that morning, but that's the only way you can get them. And depending on how slow your service is, it is a timed call in. So your best way is to listen live.
Yeah, but there is no guarantee that the text will reach you in the time limit that we allot. Now, most of them will, but most there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee.
Streaming online, sometimes there's a delay, so you want to make sure you are listening live.
I will nearly guarantee you that anytime you want to find out something up to the minute, there will be at least that 1 minute delay in streaming. It happens. It all depends on the backbone of the internet that particular day, how fast it gets to your phone, your device, how fast your download speed is, a lot of variables, but I'll nearly guarantee you it will be at least a minute, maybe a minute and a half between this time I say it on the air and the time you hear it on your device.
I've had people ask me this year, which is kind of new, if like it's a random number generator or how we pick our ticket, and it's super fun. The morning of the 20th, we dump all of the million plus tickets into a big giant double dumpster that the city provides for us, and then Kevin Potter, the station owner, he climbs into the bin, reaches down and pulls out a ticket that we've shuffled around with a scoop shovel. Like, it's old school. We do it old school. There's a physical ticket that we pull up, and we've got to see your physical ticket. So if you've got it all set up in an Excel spreadsheet, which I've seen people tape them to the walls of their kitchen. I've seen them have them laid out all over the dining room table. And one time we had a cat get in the mix. We like never found the ticket, but you got to have the physical ticket because sometimes things are, people read them inverted, or people get really excited. It's a very exciting day, but it's a lot of fun.
It really is a lot of fun. And I mean, we get to talk to 12 prize package winners, up to and including one $5,000 prize plus a AAA ticket.
For sure. And some more of those sponsors, we have Dundas Family of Autos. They're giving a set of tires, detail and alignment, a custom whitening package from Bartlesville Braces, two $2,000 roofs from Heritage Roofing, a $1,000 shopping spree from Dillard's and Washington Park Mall, a one-year golf membership from Adams Golf Course, $660 in gas from Phillips 66, a $500 Hunter Douglas window treatment gift certificates from Cliff's Flooring and Windows. Tina, why don't you give us a couple more?
We have 2 1-week pet stays in a non-camera room. So if you're leaving town for the holidays for your little fur friends, you can keep them safe and warm and somebody to care for them. That's from Paws Resort and Spa. We have a grill from Lowe's, so that's new this year. We have 2 250 gift certificates from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouse. Catering for 50 from Rib Crib. We have a Lazy Boy recliner from Bob Loftus. And then that 12 AAA membership that you mentioned, so everybody gets one of those. 2 250 Visa gift cards from American Heritage Bank. 2 250 gift certificate from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry. And 2 VIP season passes to any 2019 OKM Music Festival. So from OKM.
That's the whole festival, the week-long festival in June. You get VIP passes to all of those events. That's what that one is. So that's over $1,000 per person. You get two of those from OKM Music. So that's going to be a ton of fun. But be checking your daily prizes.
Yeah.
Charlie, we've been doing all the talking. What else do you need me to tell you about it?
Well, we'll finish that up when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And it is a community connection on 1400 K1. We are 17 days away from the big drawing. This is the third. The drawing is on Thursday, the 20th, starting at 9 o'clock, right here on AM 1400. Actually, on 4 radio stations plus 4 webcasts.
pick your way you want to listen.
Yeah.
But listen to it live on the radio.
That's the way it works. It's a live event. It happens in real time. And now, Kevin brings us up a ticket, and I have to tell a humorous story. You can break a rib reaching into that.
Goodness, Charlie. Yes. Okay. So this is not really funny, but we'll take a side note here. Last year, I was dumping tickets in the, you know, we have all these thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of tickets that we dump into this dumpster, and I reached, and I'm not, my mind thinks I'm still 16. My body says otherwise. So I reached, cracked a rib right on the dumpster. So I was literally dumpster diving at the Green Country Christmas, trying to get tickets out of a bag. It hurt really bad.
Yes, it really
but
does.
But I still went and gave away prizes that day, because we're hardcore like that around here.
We are.
No rest for the wicked.
Particularly
right?
When it comes to giving away money and prizes and having fun in the process.
It's so much fun. I just loved it. We've seen everything. We've seen people that have won that have said, yes, I'm going to Vegas to put it all on black. We've seen people who were counting change to keep the electricity on. It's just amazing to watch the ways that we get to touch lives. And the local businesses that participate, they get to help do that. So not only are they rewarding their customers for shopping with them, get your green tickets, play the game, win some prizes. I know people who have won a carpet from Sooner Carpet. I know people who have won, electric toothbrushes from my dentist. Here's
the list for today's prizes.
There's lots of them. Okay, so today, if you've shot... Oh, and the cool thing is we tell you where the ticket's from.
Because these are thank you gifts on the daily prizes. They are thank you gifts for shopping at that business.
Right, so if when Kevin brings Charlie a ticket, he says, we've already looked it up on the way down the hall. He'll say, if you got your ticket from Homeland on Frank Phillips, then this could be your ticket. So you can kind of... I always categorize mine. I write on the back of my tickets where they're from. But we've got lots of new businesses this year. Lowe's is a new sponsor. Chili's is on board this year. We've got OK and Music. They're new. And their Chris Kendall Market is this weekend.
Right.
If the weather's super bad, I think we'll move it back into Mary Martha Outreach like we had to do for the Oktoberfest when weather went bad. Mm-hmm. But we'll update you on that. So go get tickets there. Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center. They've been on board with us for a long, long time. Tina, tell me some of the other new... Yoakum's Custom Leather, they're new this year. So we've got lots of new businesses that have joined us.
And other businesses that have been around for more than a dozen years.
For sure. This is my 14th year to play the game, and so it's a lot of fun. But it's a great way for us to get to reward our community. You don't have to leave the warmth of your house. We'll come to you. I had pie one year with Miss Betty on the east side of Bartlesville, and I was super sad that I had to go give another winner because it was delicious homemade pie. Miss Betty, I hope you're listening. But we had a blast that morning, had some coffee. She won some prizes. It's just so much fun to hear the excitement. Of course, here's the funniest thing for me every year, Charlie, is the team is so excited when we get to a winner, and then every once in a while we hand over the phone and you're like, yay, so you won prize package number 10, and they're like, yep, I'm super excited. Like, well, you forgot to tell your face. So when we come to award you the prizes, tell your face. Be excited with
us. It happens. I mean, you never... Art Linkletter, had a lot of fun trying to predict people. You can't.
No, you can't. It cracks me up every year. And then the best part is we're on the air. The winner's on the air with you. And then the person's phone is just blowing up. And I'm like, just listen and let him get off the radio. And then you can call him. But sometimes I field those phone calls. So if you're calling a winner and I answer, then I'll just say, hey, Merry Christmas.
There you go. That's what happens occasionally because, life is what's happening while you're making other plans.
That's right. It's December 20th, starting at 9 a.m.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And I can't overemphasize, you have to listen that morning. I really, 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 really try to get it all done in less than 3 hours. We start at noon. I try to get it all done. So
we start at 9. We try to get done by noon.
Try to get done by noon. And most of the time I get there, but it's just a matter of if you're listening, if you have your tickets lined up in some organized fashion, when the first time we read the numbers, you should be scanning your list of tickets right there, and you probably will know in about a half a minute whether you have the winning ticket or not.
For sure. And we've been blessed that a lot of local businesses allow their people to listen that morning. Mm-hmm. They understand how big of a deal it is, and there's always someone who says, well, it's just not fair that I can't do this or whatever, but...
Find a friend. Find a trusted friend, relative, spouse, somebody that you know that is going to mind your tickets for you, not claim it yourself. And if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do.
Well, I know before I was here, then you used to have to go and you had to be present to win. And you do have to be present, but not physically present. You have to be present with your ears.
That's the best part of it right there. You have to be present with your ears. Tina, you've been involved with this for at least a couple of years, and you're here when they come in. The expressions on people's faces, I mean, okay, they've already celebrated 50 times plus all the phone calls they've gotten, but they still come in.
They have the biggest smile on their face. They're so excited. And nine times out of ten, we hear, oh, I never win anything. Even with the daily prizes, I've had several folks come in and claim their prize, and like, I'm so excited, I've never won anything. So, you know, this is a chance for everybody to play and everybody to win, and, you know, somebody's got to win that ticket, so it may as well be you.
Every ticket that we draw has got a mate out there that was given out by a local business someplace along the line.
That's right. So don't leave them in your car. You know, that could be the $5,000 ticket that you... And then the next day, you're going to think, oh, man, I should have paid more attention. Sorry, so don't be that person.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, doesn't matter the day after.
That's right. Don't be that person.
And keep them organized. And so once the timer's gone off, if you find that ticket, it's invalid at that point. So.
And let me caution you on the timer, because somebody's going to be new. Yes, there is a timer. It's a minute and 40 seconds. Hey, 1400 radio. Okay. But the process is Kevin gets me the ticket. I read the number a couple of times. Dory describes the prize package, and sometimes that can take a minute or more right there just to read the prize package. Sometimes, nearly always, we've got one of the major prize sponsors in the studio. I try to get at least one comment from the prize sponsor before I actually start the timer. Sometimes it runs longer, but I would say on average there's at least 2 minutes or more between the time that we first say the number and the time that the timer actually starts. So in reality, you know, there is a minute and 40 on the official timer, but in reality it's almost 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. And I've seen people with hundreds of tickets, and you can still get through them. One year we had someone who won two, and that just means she spent all her money in Bartlesville. She won two prize packages. And we don't control that. It's very random. Like I said, we draw out of this giant dumpster, and there's no way to know who's going to have it and who's listening, and that's what makes it the most fun. But it's fun to... You're going to have to take it for a second, too. Okay. I'm going to cough.
It is fun. But like Tammy said, it's possible. We have had at least a couple of times where this, you know, the same person won, and I'm pulling this at random because I don't remember, prize package number 11 and prize package number 2. It just if they shopped at the right business, held the right ticket, it's random chance on what we draw on the tickets out of the dumpster, and they both could have been from Homeland, or one could have been from the kick station, and somebody else could have gone someplace else. It's just random chance.
Well, and the cool thing is there's just a couple of rules to this game. Is you can't win from where you work, so I can't win the $5,000 from the radio station. But if I shop local, and I can't win with a ticket from the radio station. So that's the only rule. You can't win from where you work on either end, with the ticket or for the prize. So that's the only piece. For instance, if I work at Dillard's and I won a package that has Dillard's in it, then I can't have that piece of the prize. It would have to go into a different prize package. But you can go into every one of the businesses, and you can look on our website. We have rule sheets available that list all the 80-plus businesses that are participating. And you can go get one ticket just for asking. You can walk into every one of those businesses, and then you have a chance from each one of those businesses and for their daily prizes also. So I encourage you to go visit them. Say, I heard about you on the radio. I want my green ticket. Thanks for playing. And even though we have businesses that give away tons, thousands and thousands and thousands of tickets, inevitably every year we draw from the smallest business you can imagine, because it is just a game of chance. And I believe there's a higher power that plays and keeps it fair for all of us. So God takes good care of us on that day. But it's a lot of fun. Don't leave out the little guy. Keep your dollars here. It really does make an impact. Our sales tax dollars does make an impact for us locally. So that's the point of this game, and in the end, we just get to reward a lot of people with a lot of prizes.
And the evidence on that is exactly in the stories that we hear from people every year. They were going to turn off my electricity, but now I got $5,000. It happens.
It does. It really does. So I've seen some really fun things and some that are just like, well, that's a blessing. So, but play with us. Play this game. Listen to us. Check your tickets. You can check your tickets online on our weather line at 336-2900. The guys read them on the station all day, every day at Pick Your Station. We're going over the daily prizes every day, all day. You can see them in the Examiner Enterprise. You can see them in the Sunrise Reporter. So we make it pretty easy for you to have access to those daily prize ticket numbers. You have 3 days to claim those prizes, or we draw again for them. And again, anything that's not claimed by the 19th goes into the big packages on the 20th.
That's the way it works. And 17 days from now, we will start reading tickets almost right about at this minute. That's our Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Tammy and Tina helping me out this morning on K1.
We were shocked when we walked into the house. Everything had been stolen or broken. That was the scene when